Hi, my name is Shahryar Yahyavi, otolaryngologist, head and neck surgeon, facial plastic surgeon. Since 2001, I am doing seriously cosmetic surgery of the face or facial plastic surgery. I am member of Iranian Society of Otolaryngologists, Facial Plastic Surgeons, member of European Academy of Otolaryngology and Rhinologists, and member of American Academy of Rhinologists. My fields of interest are mostly rhinoplasty or simply nose job, blepharoplasty, different prosthesis of the face, or mostly malar or cheek prosthesis and chin prosthesis, and Botox and filler injections. As you know, there are two different types of nose jobs or rhinoplasty, close and open approach. I want to focus on different types. I want to tell you the way I do the rhinoplasty. I usually do my rhinoplasty patients through the close approach without cutting the skin. I mean, if we cut the skin from here, it is called open approach or open way of rhinoplasty, but I do not cut any skin. So the way I do the nose job is closed rhinoplasty. I do not cut any skin. So the recovery period will be much shorter. There are very fewer complications, and the swelling after the surgery will be less. I usually do the surgeries in hospital under general anesthesia. Usually the surgery lasts around 50 minutes to 1 hour 50. The patients usually can be discharged from the hospital about 2 to 3 hours after the surgery without any illness or complications. And usually those who work can go back to their work around 6 or 7 days after surgery. There will be no dressing inside the nose, so there won't be any pain postoperatively, and the amount of ecchymosis or discoloration is very, very low. For those patients who request the surgery from other countries, I ask them to call me through the phone numbers that are in the site. They can call me and we can talk about the date that they would like to do the surgery. I ask them to send me the pictures of their nose so that we can discuss the issue with them through the email. Hopefully, we need only around 6 to at most 10 days of staying in Iran, and hopefully they can go back safe to their home country after 6 to 10 days without any complications. Before surgery, we usually ask for blood tests so that any illness can be discovered, and we ask for photography of the face. These can be done within only a few hours. So even those patients who come one night before surgery, we can do these stuff within a few hours. For those patients with allergy or polyps or septal deviation, we usually ask for CT scan or CAT scans so that those conditions can be fully shown in CT scan. Then we can address them during the same surgery of the rhinoplasty. We can correct the septal deviation and removing the polyps and alleviating the allergy through the downsizing the turbinates. Many patients ask for any complications. There are no predictable complications about my rhinoplasty because I try to do the surgery meticulously and I try to select the patients through complete counseling before the surgery. I discussed everything with my patients, so the rate of complications are about zero. If anything should happen after the surgery, I talk with the patients so that my patients are fully aware of how should be after the surgery. There are different types of contact with me, which you can find them in the site. Hopefully in the future we will provide you with Viber number so that you can directly contact with me or with my secretary. Then there are other ways which mostly are emails. You can send me any message. Hopefully now we have many patients coming from nearby countries asking for cosmetic surgeries. At the end, I would like to thank you for your being patient and watching this video clip.